Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, yet another example of a Thursday.
Oh, rubber ducky, you're the one.
Segment that we usually do on a Friday. Bathtub time machine. We get ready for the Eagles and the Bucks, which, of course, Sean, means the Eagles and Tom Brady, who, I mean, for a guy who plays in the other conference, the Eagles and Brady have played a lot. Now, maybe it's because the guy's been playing football
for
a long, long time. This is.
And it seems like more to you because you adore him so much.
You know what? I respect him. And dare I say, I admire
him. You respect him.
I admire him a little too much. Brady's amazing.
It's okay. Lean
too
in.
Too over the top.
More people are going to call in and question my fandom now.
Yeah.
Hey, I rooted for him against the Rams in that Super Bowl.
I did too. I was ready on that. I wanted the Eagles to be the last one to handle that.
All right, bathtub time machine. We look at the history of the Eagles versus Tom Brady. They've played against each other 7 times. Brady, 5-2 against the Eagles. As we go inside the bathtub time machine, they faced each other 7 times. So he's gotten them 5 times, including, John, a game that you'll remember, September of 2003, your second game with the Eagles, week 2, a 31-10.
Oh, that was ugly.
Patriots destruction. Eagles lost the first 2 games of the link. They were in an 0-2 hole right out of the gate. Brady with 3 touchdowns that day. November of 07.
They weren't winning because of Brady then. They were winning because their defense was almost impossible to decode.
Brady was damn good, though.
Okay.
He got better in time.
I'm not saying it was bad.
Yeah, right.
The defense, it was a team back then.
07, this was the game you might remember. The Patriots had the undefeated season going. And A.J. Feely and the Eagles almost pulled it off.
It really, really almost pulled it
they
off.
They did. The Eagles lost 31-28 in Foxborough. But Brady at 380 yards that day and a touchdown. November 2011, another bad one. This is a bad Eagles team. The Eagles get blown out 38-20. The Birds fall to 4-7.
Is that Brady, the dream team, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brady goes for 361 and 3 TDs against Vince Young that day. There was the last time the Eagles faced Brady, which was in November of 2019, a 17-10 Patriots win. This was actually the worst game Brady's ever played against the Eagles. He went 26-47. If you remember, he wasn't sharp that day, but they won, and the Eagles that day fell to 5-5. All those games pale in comparison when we think of games Brady has beaten the Eagles in, of course, to the Super Bowl that the Eagles lost to him, which was in February of 2005, Super Bowl 39. It still hurts. No, it doesn't hurt as much as it used to because, of course, the Eagles have won one since then, but Donovan's turnovers, I will always believe, losing that game cost Donovan a Hall of Fame spot. And, of course, it delayed the breakthrough of Philadelphia sports finally winning a title till the 08 fills. And, you know, 13 years later, imagine that. We had to wait 13 more years from when the Eagles played in that game to when the Eagles finally won a Super Bowl. But Brady did play good that day, even though the Eagles' defense, you know, weren't bad. Only 24 points for New England, but enough in the 24-21 Eagles lost. But why, John? Why are we even talking about any of that? Because, you know, there have been some great moments in which the Eagles have defeated Tom Brady. Well, this first one's not so great. It was more like delaying the inevitable, which was the end of Chip. December of 2015, early December, the Eagles actually, with Chip Kelly, beat Tom Brady on the road in Foxborough. And I will always contend that this game cost Tom Brady a Super Bowl. Ooh. That's right. Because you might not remember, or maybe you didn't even know, New England lost out on home field advantage by one game that year. They had to go to Denver in the conference title game. They lost a close top conference title game in Denver to Peyton Manning. And I believe had Bill Belichick not gone for a fake punt up 14-0,
yeah,
the Eagles would have lost to Brady that day, and New England would have won the Super Bowl. But three crazy things happened. Najee Good had a block punt for a touchdown. Malcolm Jenkins had a 99-yard interception return for a touchdown. And Darren Sproles had an 83-yard punt return for a touchdown. That's how Sam Bradford wins a game at Tom Brady on the road.
It was also the DeMarco Murray plane game.
Yes, it was.
Right, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it was. But that is chump change, ladies and gentlemen, compared to the ultimate defeat of Tom Brady. Yeah! Super Bowl 52, February 4th, 2018, the day our dream came true. Brady, look, he was great. He was very great. 505 yards and three touchdowns. But he dropped the pass. Nick Foles didn't drop his. And Tom Brady also. Late in that game, Brandon Graham said, "Hey, Tom, why don't you give that ball to my buddy Derek Barnett? Let's hear how it sounded."
Boy, if the Eagles can come up with their one turnover of the game right here, that would be ceiling. Brady back again. He steps up, he's hit, and falls forward.
He fumbled.
And he fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it. It is recovered by, Barnett. Barnett. Brady fumbles, and Barnett has the ball.
They got it done. Minutes later, history was made as the Philadelphia Eagles, not Tom Brady again, but the Philadelphia Eagles, Super Bowl 52 champions. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Thursday night football, the Eagles, the Bucs, not the Patriots, the Eagles versus Brady for the eighth time, and we shall see tonight. Of course, Marilyn Mike on the call right here on WIP, Tom Brady against the Philadelphia Eagles. That's the bathtub time machine. Thank you very much. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to John in Westchester. Good afternoon, John.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going well, John.
So good. So real quick on the Jordan Brady thing. I don't think it has anything to do with the individuals. It has more to do with the sport. Like a basketball player, a great basketball player, bears more to blame and to accomplish than a quarterback in the NFL. That's just common.
Well, I think, John, one of the things I think that helps skew Brady consideration here is that guys that dominate in basketball normally gobble up rings, and what Brady has done is so unique. That's the thing. A great basketball player, I think, has a greater sway on championships. Magic won 5, Shaq won 4, Kobe won 5, like, you know, Bird won 3. That's the amazing thing about Brady. While quarterback dominates, clearly, I mean, Aaron Rodgers still only has one. Brett Favre still only won one. Drew Brees still only won one. Tom Brady has 7. It sort of almost flips the script a little bit.
Mentioned defense earlier. You know, he had a great defense early in his career.
He did. Early years, he did, for sure.
You know, Jordan had to have his own great defense. So.
Well, Jordan was part of it. I get that. All right, what do you got on the 76ers here with Ben Simmons, John?
So instead of booing him, instead of turning your back to him, and keep it even keel. Just chant, do your job. Do your job.
Yeah, or shoot the ball. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. That didn't work for the last 8 years, so why would it work now? And then the other one was, can you imagine if Ben Simmons played on the same team as Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
After seeing that Jordan expose he would just be a heaping puddled mess.
I agree with you, John. I think Jordan or Kobe would just have sliced up the psyche of Ben Simmons so much more than Ben Simmons thinks we have sliced up his psyche, or that Doc Rivers has, or Embiid. I mean, it would be a whole different level.
And it just shows you the softness of how they're basically babying players to get them to the sport, whereas versus back in the day, you know, you had guys, they were just so tenaciously hungry to like achieve that level of success. Now they're kind of like escorted in, you know, a Bentley.
Well, there's a lot of hand holding and there's a lot of pampering that goes on these days. John, give me a famous fan moment.
For me, it was the Bruins and the Flyers after Osama bin Laden was killed. Mm. And the fans drowned out the announcers chanting USA, USA,
wow.
USA.
How about that? All right, John, appreciate that phone call. Certainly not as famous as when the, you know, announced at the Phillies game. But there you go. One thing Flyers I remember was when the Flyers stopped the game when President Bush was speaking after September 11th. That I think that was a preseason game, and they stopped it, I think, after the second period. That was pretty amazing. Hey, speaking of hoops, by the way, the ultimate insider season preview for the 2021-2022 NBA season, NBA edition, brought to you by Odyssey and the Locked On Podcast Network, is available for you. NBA season almost here. You can get ready with the ultimate inside season preview 2021. Hear from former NBA executives, respected journalists, and local experts as they break down every team throughout the league from contenders to pretenders. You can listen to all of this on the Odyssey app. Go in-depth with dedicated shows for every NBA team featuring local insight from Locked On and Odyssey NBA insiders. Get team-by-team updates heading into the 2021 season, whether your team is a contender, a lottery candidate, or, as certainly our local squad is, a playoff hopeful with greater aspirations than just that. Features NBA insiders Chad Ford, Ryan McDonough, Brian Scalabrine, David Locke, and more. And it's available for you, as I said, on the Odyssey app. Let's go to Mike in Broomall. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. What's going on? How you guys doing today?
Doing well, Mike.
Yeah, I'm very excited for tonight. Can I touch on the Brady Jordan?
Sure, people are
I definitely think, you know, it's Jordan, and you know, it's a lot closer than a lot of people think. I mean, I love Ike's opinion on Jordan because Ike's all about the Jordan, and I am also all about the Jordan. But it's closer than a lot of people think. And the only reason I don't think Gretzky's name is a little bit higher is because he didn't do it when he was older. After he left the Oilers, you know, he only went to that one Stanley Cup with the Kings.
Mike, I think it hurt Gretzky's legacy just a tad that Messier won a championship in Edmonton without him. And then Messier won another cup in New York.
Yeah, he went to New York. And
Gretzky did not win after leaving Edmonton. That's just a little tiny mark against Gretzky.
A little mark against them, but he was, you know, obviously still a great player.
Yep.
But, I don't think they're going to win tonight, but honestly, it wouldn't surprise me if they pulled it off. They were embarrassed on national TV the last time they played on national TV, and they're playing Tom Brady. So I think that maybe give them a little, you know, give them a little extra juice. You know, maybe come out a little more fired up. I mean, he's, you know, got a bum hand. I know he's got those three great receivers, and I said, I don't think they're going to win. But if they come out and, you know, squeak one by, it's not going to surprise me.
All right, Mike, give me what you got here, a famous fan moment.
I will say when the guy ran out on the link and spread his loved one's ashes onto Lincoln Financial Field when the Eagles were playing.
Okay, I don't remember that. Fair enough. John, those three receivers for the Bucs that were mentioned, and no Gronk tonight. They also have tight ends, O.J. Howard. I mean, it's really a loaded offense. What's the what is the
– Pray, I think, is the way to start.
Man, they're all just
– What do you do?
Well, first of all, Mike Evans is gigantic.
Yeah.
You know, Darius – Slay he's been good this year. He just can't possibly size up against a guy who's 6'5", you know, 235, 240 pounds. The size of a tight end, but can run like the wind as well. And Chris Godwin, just a really good, also, you know, rangy, big catch radius type of receiver. Antonio Brown is like down on that receiving depth chart. He's the third guy, and he's, you know, one of the greatest receivers we've ever seen. He's not slowed down the way that you would expect. He's been around for a while, but he just keeps doing it. It does hurt them, though, that Gronk's not playing. He's one of Tom's favorite targets, and you know, this guy, O.J. Howard, more potential than actual performance, I guess, because it just he's been banged up in and out of the lineup. He's really good, but more of a he and Cameron Brate, they just haven't turned into that steady, like, receive all the time, going to have a touchdown every week he plays type tight end like Gronk has been over the last, 9 months as a Buck. Yeah, I don't know what you do, because our third cornerback is nowhere close to their third receiver.
That's where it gets really shaky.
And our first cornerback is not, you know, we saw what Darius Slay did against top flight talent when we asked him to lock up in man last year. He they got the better of them. So I would expect that that scheme that we saw last week where Jonathan Gannon manned up more than we were accustomed to, that goes out the window this week. You're going to ask Tom Brady to do what he does really well, which is be patient and take what the defense is allowing with the underneath stuff against a zone look.
Yep.
And hope and pray that you can somehow get penetration, I guess, with Javon Hargrave, Josh Sweat, get a piece of a ball, deflect something. We'll just pray for mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Cox, Hargrave, Sweat, and Barnett, let's see what those guys – I mean, Hargrave's been amazing. I even saw someone the other day, John, wrote, and it's probably unlikely to occur if the Eagles are 7-10, but someone wrote Javon Hargrave could – win Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, he's playing at that kind of level. Now, I think normally you got to be on a, you know, halfway decent team. But he's played exceptional. I mean, Javon Hargrave has had a season this year that I believe ranks, you know, and it's only five games, but to this point very high up in recent memory of great Eagles defensive seasons.
It's an all-time thus far.
I mean, he's been really spectacular, but he needs Fletcher to do more. And obviously, Derek Barnett, I mean, my God, please do something, Derek. I mean, please, the team needs you tonight to do something.
But James, I'm not as worried about that as I am about stopping the run, because we haven't stopped the run, and they're gonna come out and just decide to mow us down. You know, Tom will gladly hand it off.
Yeah, he sure
will. He's not a prideful, like, I need to throw five touchdowns a game guy.
By the way, hence my point yesterday about Jalen Hurts. How about he checks to some run plays sometimes? Huh? That's what great quarterbacks do. John?
It has to be a part of the offense.
Then Sirianni
should... The coaches have to put that in.
We've
seen that zero times.
We need a reporter to ask Sirianni at a press conference, is the quarterback allowed audible?
And I promise you, if he were allowed, we would have seen and we would have noticed because it's obvious. Think of the way it looked when Peyton Manning was playing.
I know.
That's not what we do.
I agree. But
and I believe it's because they're trying not to put too much on the young guy's plate.
I agree with you on that.
And so I'm not holding Jalen accountable for that.
No, I don't.
I think they should allow him more leeway within this offense to get in and out.
James, what do you have in there?
Yeah, in the interest of pulling out all the stops for tonight's game, Michael Hand makes a good point on Twitter. He says, I haven't heard any dogs barking on the show today. I'm disappointed. Hungry dogs run faster. Helped us in 52. So, Michael.
No, what about our dog?
All the dog.
Though?
All the dogs. All the stuff. Yeah, well, this one.
That's our dog.
That's our dog,
yeah.
Baby.
I barked earlier. I barked like 2 hours ago. You played that. But so, you know, the dog barking thing, it cuts both ways for me. On one hand, I like it. But on the other hand, like, I don't want to be sacrilegious to the 2017 Eagles. I mean,
they're underdogs tonight, you know.
They are, but.
Still the Eagles. Dog. Still Tom Brady on the other sideline.
Yeah, did you notice that on the Eagles, like, media, when they write up the press conferences by Nick Sirianni, mm-hmm. the transcripts, they're now spelling dog like the appropriate way, like he's corrected them to where it's D-A-W-G.
No, are they really? Oh, man.
Are you serious?
Yes. Oh, man.
Are you serious?
Dog. The dog mentality.
The dog. The big
gotta get
that
it right.
Dog.
That. The dogs.
I did
They're
not
playing
know that.
Like dogs.
It's unbelievable. Share
the
camera.
I actually think I might like the DeCamera dog mentality better than the dog mentality.
Holy smokes. Time's yours. More phone calls ahead, and time's yours next on a game day. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie on WIP.
Pro football and college football are rolling along, and the Park Sportsbook app has you covered. It's the only sportsbook and casino app that I recommend. And being based right here in the Delaware Valley, Parks is the home team for sports betting. New customers sign up right now. Get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Yes, risk-free bet of up to $500. Such a great deal. And how about this exclusive deal for tonight's game? Go to the app or website at parkscasino.com/BA. Click on the special bet to get the Birds plus 50 points tonight at plus 120 odds. Wow. The Birds plus 50 points, plus 120 odds against Tampa. Enjoy the thrill of live in-game betting tonight, too. Bet while you watch and win. The website has terms and conditions. Download the app or click parkscasino.com/PA and use my promo code at JRWIP. Do it now. Get home field advantage with their special bet at Parks Casino Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.